sitting there going, well, I want a firearm for concealed carry for self-defense. That's not a good enough reason. Well, what the hell is it? What's a better reason?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God, man. What else could you put? Because honestly, I don't know. I have no earthly idea. You put on there, hey, I want this firearm for self-defense. Okay. And the state denies you. Way to go, New York. You know, but yeah. You just eat some egg on your face because the Supreme Court said, no way. Yeah. Give them
six to three. 6-3
yeah.
Also.
6-3 Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was a little surprised at that. I thought, you know, I thought we'd have one more kind of just saying, I'm not sure. But yeah, 6-3 So that's a big one. But, you know, and you're so right about, you know, I don't know. Was it seven of them? Is it, you know, the states of California, Massachusetts, I think New Hampshire is a pretty restrictive too, aren't they?
No, New Hampshire.
No, not New Hampshire.
No.
New York, of course. Colorado, I know, has.
I know Hawaii. Hawaii is another one.
There's five.
They're not gun friendly.
Yeah.
California. Obviously, New York, Massachusetts. Oh, probably like New Jersey might be another one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it gets squirrely. Probably Illinois as well, because you got Chicago that God knows should be the safest place in the world with all their laws they've got. But it's like freaking gangster city up there. So,
yeah, where you basically have to show a reason why you should be carrying it. When in most other states, it's basically the other way around. They have to show why you shouldn't be carrying it. So the logic is flipped. And again, I don't think anyone that we've ever had on the show doesn't believe that some kind of look, I'm not a guy that thinks that background checks as a look, I'm not a huge, and I know I don't want to upset too many people because I may not say it right. I don't think that having someone make sure that you are not a fugitive or making sure that you haven't committed five murders and you got out on parole. I don't have a problem necessarily with someone confirming those type of things. Now, having said that, they take liberty with that and they run with it. They go to the extreme, just like some people are saying, nah, there shouldn't be any restrictions. You should have a bazooka if you want. Look, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying some of the stuff that they're trying to pass, even in the shadow of this ruling, like the red flag stuff that we were talking about pre-production, dude, way too subjective. These things that you and I are talking about are not subjective. It's just the way it is. You meet those, fine.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing, Mark. I don't have a problem with, you know, if you want to say current day technology, running a background check and going, okay, is this guy good or not? You know,
are they a citizen?
Exactly. Right.
You know what I mean? Now, so that's why I say that. I know I'm not afraid to upset people. I just don't want people to take it from what I'm saying. I think that if you are not a hardened criminal and you haven't killed, you know, three or four people and you're out on parole and you're 80 and if you're not a citizen, you know what I mean? If you're not a citizen, sorry, pal.
Well, it's kind of like, I like to use kind of the way that the state of North Carolina is, right? So yes, the state says that they gives the power down to the sheriffs to administer the concealed carry permit. Okay. The state then says, hey, the sheriff has up to 90 days to process your permit and either grant you one or deny you one. So, of course, they're going to do their background check and all their other stuff. Okay, cool. Now, the beauty with that is once you get it done, now when you go to purchase a firearm, you're not having to worry about doing any background checks. It's already been done. So the state's already kind of done the work. So, you know, if you think about it, they've got to call in anyway to run a quick background check on you anyway when you go to purchase a firearm.
Yeah.
That just kind of negates, right? So I don't – you know, the whole – I'm not going to lie, right? Have I dug into what this quote-unquote universal background check is? No, I don't know the difference between a universal and a regular one, right? You plug in Rick Hogg and my freaking date of birth, probably see, hey, holding freaking clearance with the United States government should be good to go, right? I mean, come on, dude.
The workout went well. Now, he hasn't had any other workouts. No one else has shown interest. Now, remember, he hasn't played a snap in 2016. So we've kind of gone through the history of this whole issue with Colin Kaepernick trying to get back in the NFL. Yahoo Sports in particular, every day, go check it out. All the articles all the articles that Yahoo Sports in particular is putting out about how Colin Kaepernick should be taken. This player believes that he'd be a good fit. This player believes he deserves a shot. He would be a good backup and probably work his way up into a starting role. All these articles, constant. This team should consider Colin Kaepernick with their situation. I mean, it was literally every day. Every day. Then, a few weeks after that, and these are still going on, by the way, but that initial blast from Yahoo Sports and ESPN in particular. There was an article that came out that a former, and it didn't release the player's name, a former NFL player had said that the workout didn't go great, but the event itself and everything that they wanted to see went well. Now, yesterday, Hall of Famer Warren Sapp comes out and says, this workout was a disaster. It was a disaster. Probably the worst workouts ever in the history of NFL. Now, I'm sure he's being dramatic about that. He's on another show. I don't want to promote the show. I don't know much about it. But he was on another show saying that this was a disaster. And he was questioning, and this is my point, along with the Yahoo Sports and those the blast of all the articles, where's the video? Where is the video? Remember that video that they showed of him doing some kind of a halftime workout up in Michigan that Harbaugh let him do? Where's the video? If it was such a great workout and everything went well, why aren't they showing it? Why isn't Kaepernick coming on TV saying, they're not showing my video, it was a great workout, I want to give us other opportunities to players or teams to see it? Where is the video? I'll tell you why. Because he probably stuck up the joint. Now, he was a great player, great talent in the NFL. He hasn't thrown an NFL pass in 6 years. Over that, if you consider the time he was out in a game. It shows you what the media does here. It's the classic doublethink, like from George Orwell's 1984. Believing two things that completely contradict each other and making sense of it. That's what this media is doing. The sports media is doing. They've all lost their minds. Although he was a great player, that was a long time ago. And he hasn't been in playing shape in 6 years, let alone regular workout shape.